and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Hart playing Toluga.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger, I'm dead, as Arendir.
Ryan, everyone else.
Aaron dead.
Good old Aaron dead.
I can't believe you flipped the goddamn card.
That's what you fucking get.
Get flipped.
So amazing.
Get shit on.
You thought you had such a cool character.
I know.
I'm going to steal his boots.
I don't like your fucking Cad Bane you've made.
I just feel like we needed a wicked scary like, bounty okay. hunter.
Instead of regular cowboy hat, I'll give him a bowler and no one will notice no that one he's will Cad know. Bane.
It'll be totally fine. I'll have a little bowler and a purple jacket, which will totally be a new... I honestly was just like... What can I wanted to do. I mean, we haven't done a Mind Flayer fight, which felt like I always throw one in. I love them. But I wanted to just make a just full, like a real bastard to fight. Was not expecting the card to get flipped. He still could kill everyone, but you know, we'll see how the rest of this fight goes. I mixed a couple fun stat blocks together for him. He's a combination of a Mind Flayer Arcanist, which is like why he has some spell casting. Gave him a couple extra little fun spells for funsies. So I want him to be teleporting around doing crazy shit. And then I also mixed the like GIF Warlord stat block with him. So we had the musket shots because I thought they were very fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dozer.
Yeah, I know. RIP. No, he's alive. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Well, now I'm going to hyperfixate on that.
Well, that would mean Jeff's dead.
Yeah.
Who?
Our patisserie chef, Jeff.
Yeah. Huh?
If Dozer died, it would most likely have been trying to get back.
I didn't kill Dozer. Don't worry. Okay. I'm sorry I killed Petch. I needed you guys to go into a blind rage immediately. So you that succeeded. Felt like the easiest way.
Lucky I wasn't there.
I mean, apparently the easiest way to throw someone into a blind rage was just reject Bleebly, and this guy was going to go insane.
Yeah.
So
it turns out he's got a history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roger gave me like some real fun
Our record.
He gave me some like a very fun thing to put in his backstory. And then was like, you can do it if you want. And I was like, I will.
So it's your reason. You're.
I thought it'd be fun to be like, oh, I wanted you guys to assume that the bounty was on you guys, but the actual bounty was on Arendir.
Well, he had his little fucking flashcards.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you guys are still wanted from everything in the other
I have a question.
Yeah.
Me and Theo, totally normal wanted posters. His is still the ass.
What did you...
When we were in the Underdark, who edited? Someone for us edited all the wanted posters on the Krizik end.
What? No.
No, it was just, my wanted poster was me without the ponytail. Harut's was Toluga's was just his ass, and you were.
It was just green.
It was just
a full green square.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm mixing a thing I saw in a movie with something that we did in the game.
I don't actually think any of you even noticed your wanted posters. Didn't you guys just walk by?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
We didn't.
Yeah. We didn't notice.
I've been watching Slow Horses, and they go in and edit their like ID things for the government.
Yeah, I mean, either way, it's not like he didn't pick up the bounty for you guys in the Underdark. He picked it up in Bedkali. So
okay,
yeah, you guys are very wanted. Obviously,
why
you not overthrew Ryan's. A Krizik plot to. Take over the Underdark, so they're not psyched about it.
So much crime.
So they put a bounty on our heads, most likely.
Bunch of babies.
What are we worth?
Yeah, who has the highest?
I think you're probably all worth like 500 gold right now.
That's it?
That's it?
We have to really fucking start doing some
How much was Arendir worth?
Arendir, you're worth a cool 1K.
What?
Oh.
Still doesn't seem like that much.
I've overthrown plots.
I killed many people.
He's a god in the making.
Yeah, but I mean, Krizik, they're not like... I think... They understand that, like, you guys are a real problem, but, like, they don't know everything because you guys have killed everyone that have, like...
That
they
should just, make it more...
They don't have the specifics enough. They know that the only... And again, your wanted posters you guys originally got were... I think they were for, like, vandalism and stuff, right?
Yeah.
From your bender. So, you know... They're maybe not updated on the fact that you guys have, overthrown...
We get wanted poster V2.
Yeah.
It's going to be the other side of Toluga's ass.
I just figure we're in like a big desert wasteland. We had to do a cool bounty hunter fight, right?
Yeah,
like
this just guy.
Made sense.
Hate this guy.
Yeah, that shit was on like immediately.
Yeah.
He killed
like,
Petch!
I was like, oh God.
And you guys are getting pretty strong, so I had to start. It's time I start getting funky and throwing some bullshit at you.
There was like way too many things in that area for me. I was like game planning way too many goofy things where I was like, I probably should just double heal right now. Like when I got down to under 40,
you should have Steve Austin'd it.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was going to take two cans of Bleeberries and just chug them stone cold style.
Wait, you have some too?
Yeah, I have five of them left. Remember?
Yeah.
He gave us 2 6 packs.
Yeah, I have them both.
No, I have one.
Did I give him one?
I took one.
I think you bought a 6 pack.
I bought them both. I bought two.
Well, then he bought one. I remember Aaron Deere grabbing some.
Yeah.
Okay. He's obsessed with the blueberry.
That's why I chugged one before I got on the dew buggy.
Oh, yeah, so I remember then, you drank one without even needing one, right?
Yeah. So then, then I should have 12 then.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you took one of mine and downed
it. No. I just chugged one, even though I didn't need the healing. Just so I could get
he's got all fucking jazzed juiced up.
He's loaded to the rafters with glizzies and blueberry.
I was really designing this fight. I was like, I'm going to see how many I can kill, if I can kill a couple of them. So I just thought I made it really hard. There was one I made when I added to the car. I added a monster called a Shoreline Scrapper that has a little magnet pull on it. I used that as kind of like my basis for this little magnetic weapon he had.
So can we attack the magnet?
It does have like hit points
kill
on
the
it.
Little guy.
But yeah, it's like a little guy.
Just because it's a fucking crab.
It's not a crab.
Just because it looks like a crawdad.
It looks like it's a fucking pistol shrimp or something.
I actually was going to leave the dog alone just so you could try and talk to it at some point.
It's a monstrosity. It's a monstrosity.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Ryan told me it's a monstrosity. Kill on sight.
I didn't know the chain chomp thing was sentient.
Yeah, it's basically.
I thought it was just like a regular trap.
And yeah, I thought it was a trap.
I was like, oh no,
that might have impacted some.
Yeah, it like moves around. It's called a gnarl jack.
Yeah, because he described it as just like coming off his back by itself.
Yeah,
gnarl.
Yeah, but I thought it was a like. I probably should have asked, but I thought it was more of like a legendary action where he used telekinesis to use like a, like the backpack to basically attach to him. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it had its own like turn initiative and everything.
Okay.
It was always gonna jump off him and chomp whoever was near him pretty much.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he hits like a truck, this whole fella. This is a fun fight. I mean, I have no idea how the hell the rest is gonna
go. It's not a fun fight. I lost all my guns.
That was like the one fight, like the whole series, where I feel like you actually got one up on us. Like strategy wise.
We flipped his truck.
Well, yeah, until the end.
Yeah.
Until the end. Then,
well, I was designing it. I was so like, far. I'm like, how would a bounty hunter trap you guys? Which is just another thing too, when you guys pulled up, there was hallucinogenic terrain that made it look like everything was fine. And that's why you guys kind of saw the double vision there. He was basically keeping like an illusion over the place that everything's cool, but once the illusion went down, you know, everything's missing. Petch's like shop is all trashed up because he killed him in there. So like, yeah, I just thought like it'd be fun to do a mind flare. That's just really
was Petch Cat wanted man. Or did he just do it?
Just killed him.
Okay.
Did Petch put up a good fight?
No.
Come on.
Do you want to work here?
Petch, no.
We're going to find a fucking application with a bullet hole in it.
Yeah. I also watched No Country for Old Men this week. So I was like, I will make Anton Chigurh as a fucking mind flayer, basically.
I wrote down his name as Anton Deadman.
Yeah. Dresden.
What is it?
Anton Dresden. Right. I figured Dresden Files.
The one man that doesn't like Pesh.
Yeah.
Need? How can you?
He's a dead man.
Yeah.
He's going to be dead. And he's going to be a necklace around my neck and a coin soon.
Mm-hmm. Until we can revive him.
Well, I mean the
Anton.
Anton's gonna be around my neck forever.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't give him a Misty Step, right? That was his last.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's at a second level spell slots.
Does he have a
the issue with that is if someone ever steals it off you, they could revive him, and then he comes back to fight us. But by then, we might be even stronger to just fucking one shot.
After what I've done to him in coin form, he might not want to come back.
You guys are so aggressive.
You killed Pesh.
You killed Pesh.
Taluga's just crying.
You killed Aaron
the whole time.
Yeah, stand there.
You killed me.
It's fine.
They're off having a FIFA tournament in Purgatory.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Me and Pesh hanging out.
The main person I wanted to kill was Arendir. You're my main bounty. So it's not like I don't have anything fun for you in purgatory. We're going to do some other stuff in the next episode.
All right.
You're not going to be have to sit and hang out while we all have a fun
time. Tune in next week, everyone. Yeah. FIFA tournament begins.
Yep.
Dude, is this the arc of fucking cliffhanger battles?
It's just the time on these fights has been going longer and longer. I think that was about an hour and a half, roughly.
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, I mean,
maybe just under.
It's tough.
Well, I mean, with cutting out all the dead air and stuff like that.
All the coughs and
yeah, there wasn't a good amount of coughing.
Hold on one second.
Water bubbling.
And me taking 20 minutes to figure out what the fuck I was going to do.
Yeah, because they took all your stuff.
Yeah.
I can't believe you got so unlucky. You filled all those strength saves in a row.
I don't have a great strength anyways, but being a fighter, I have the proficiency in it. Mm-hmm. So it gave me a +2, but still I have to roll a 13.
Yeah,
just to get to the 15. So
the idea was kind of that it would be like I'd be stealing a gun every round was my idea. Just to have you constantly trying to fight against this thing.
Yeah, I'm based in dex, so I dumped strength. So I'm on an 8 in strength. So,
oh Jesus!
Yeah, so I'm -1. So, but the good thing is fighter gives me that proficiency in strength. So.
I had like another thing that I put in this fight and then I was like, this is way too big of a dick move. So I'm taking it out. It was going to be another one of the lair actions was I found this weird like stone construct thing that basically every round it would pull potions toward it. So it was how I was going to try to steal all your potions while also stealing all your metal. Not my big slurps. But I was like,
well, do the big slurps count as potions?
Yeah, I would have. It would have been, I was specifically being like, and if they think they're going to heal their way out of this, I'll just roll their potions toward me. But I wanted to give you guys an actual chance of like surviving this. So I took, got rid of it. But yeah, ooh, I can't believe you guys flipped the truck though. When I saw that 20, I was like, hell yeah. Bet the 20s, I get a cool boost and I drive out of here. Really out, cool.
The car gets
on
wings,
the mishap table. Away. I get a cool boost.
I thought it'd be like, oh, you got a nat 20, so you get like a fun thing.
No,
it wasn't.
Yeah,
a fun
you do.
Thing at
you
all.
Flip the car.
I can't believe he said it's like cool line, teleported in, and then just immediately just boom, just smash a giant
punch
car.
The fuck out of your car.
In my head, I just see. A fucking fish with a fat ass just leaning over and just decking one of the back wheels and it just fucking
with six arms behind you.
No. And it's like if you hadn't activated all your bullshit, I don't think you would have been able to get to 10 on one punch.
Yeah.
No. I would have had to roll 5 and up.
Thank God for the haste.
Boy. I know. You guys made me use haste. I hate hasting you guys.
That's why I always say, haste me. That's why it's not as bad as hasting him.
I know. I always have to decide. I'm like, what is the lesser of two evils here?
Now I get to punch you 4 times.
Well, I try to haste you guys now because he already has 2 attacks. So it gives you guys like, you feel sort of more even, but.
Either way, but even in that fight, it was probably smarter to give you the haste than me just because my guns kept going away. So it's.
Yeah. He's just going to use a lot of time to try and pull them off the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it's real better. Quick. Yeah.
Did all you do is try to grapple
the whole time? And a big flatted.
Yeah. You did big flat.
Okay.
Avoiding the dog.
I shouldn't have tried to bonk him, but I wanted the soul zap him.
Because
then you know what I could have done. Anything I fucking wanted.
Shot yourself with them.
Just put the gun in his mouth.
Take the gun. Hey, Bleebly, catch. That's yours now.
Yeah, I mean, he had pretty good saves, and I would have legendary action my way out of that one like a motherfucker.
Take the dog.
Well, full disclosure, because he's fucking saying he's not going to let me soul sap this thing.
Well, I have legendary resistances. I just haven't had to use them yet.
Yeah, so take the dog.
He has 3.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised you didn't use legendary resistance to stop the
car getting knocked over?
No, when was grappled.
Well, the car doesn't have legendary resistances now, does it?
With the strength save.
Yeah, the visual of him getting shot with a shotgun and flying back right before he killed Toluga was just so badass. I was like, I'm going to take that away from you. It was cool. And I also did not want to rip out Toluga's brain because I didn't want to figure out what the mechanics of that would have ended up being.
Fair.
Toluga slowly turns into a mind flayer. It's like, man, when did these get here?
You like, got a cool beard, guys. Like, watch.
You're already. Well, I was also.
Fucking Zoidberging it.
Yeah, because extract brain. Again, this is one of those things where, like, mind flayers are so scary just because they have, like, an auto kill, which not a lot of monsters have. But yeah, I would have. Actually, wouldn't have been. I would have had to knock you unconscious
and then
done it. Can only be used on incapacitated humanoid grappled by the mind flayer. If it reduces to zero, the mind flayer kills the target immediately, extracting and devouring their brain.
Well, what would he have to devour?
You got something in there.
It's the Simpsons Dial Z for zombie. Fucking
no, it's
brains. They just move on.
It's the Futurama brain slug on Fry's head. It just dies.
Oh, God. I was thinking it would be funny if I did it on Glebnor and then he couldn't find the brain.
What the hell is this thing? Yeah.
There's just like your intelligence basically spread out along your entire network of goo.
So he's got to just like slurp you.
Yeah.
Just get a straw.
Can't find anything. But yeah.
Would he just go for your zom?
That's what
he doesn't know what a zom is, does he?
I mean, no. We don't really know what a zom is.
So. Speaking of which, what's a Vaguda up there?
Oh, trust me, we're getting there, folks. I've been planning.
Grandpa?
I've been planning my goo arc. It's coming.
Oh boy,
I cannot wait for Grandpa to nuke the whale.
The goo arc. Are you gonna like rewatch the Saiyan Saga?
100%.
Get some inspiration.
I got them on DVD. We can have a hangout one night.
It's coming. I think that's gonna be a really fun one that I'm gonna slowly build up to. So, but I haven't dropped any hints on it in a little bit. So it's coming. Some more intel's coming on that front.
Does that mean we'll eventually get Ultra Instinct?
Oh my god, Ultra Instinct Glebnor.
It's just white goo.
Yeah, it's just white goo.
Fuck it.
For branding reasons, I'm not putting a big white Glebnor on the
white goo.
No, I don't. Tune in next week. Glebnor goes white. It doesn't sound good. I don't.
Who is this white Glebnor?
Then you could
what
give
happened
him
to the green Glebnor?
You could give him Frieza's new up.
No, I have already decided that instead of Frieza, there will be a villain called Fridge. I just don't know where I'm going to put him yet.
That's awesome.
I know we've talked a lot about like what we would do for a campaign 2 or 3 or whatever the hell. How long are we going to be doing this fucking stupid show? But I think at some point it'd be really, really fun to do an alien invasion thing. I don't know how we'll do it, but.
Well, I mean, I have to discover space travel, so.
Yeah. Good time. Good time.
Good old space travel.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
Well.
It's not rocket science. It absolutely is rocket science.
Quite literally rocket
not
science.
Not in my fish mind.
He's got very intelligent spider working on it.
It's true.
And I also have access
where the hell is Luga?
A hellfire engine.
Luga is inside the truck.
Yeah. Just watching. Just like, oh my God.
Hiding, probably.
Yeah.
Luga's delicate.
Quick, release the crabs on the mind flip.
I actually thought about that. I was going to grapple the dog and just dive through the terrarium.
Just shove the dog into the crab.
Oh my God.
The crabs would just be like, whoa. Is that going to come out of my security deposit? Fucking crabs.
They're entitled crabs, all right?
And then shove them. Like, oh, God.
Is this a new roommate? Because we're not cool with. There were
the lease specifically says no pets.
Yeah,
fuck probably. That dog, man.
Probably. Yeah, that dog. What did I use for the stat block for this thing? It's very cool.
Why does it have dimension door, Ryan? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I did it, but I have no idea why.
I literally did it. I'm not even care. So I used the stat block, the Hound of the Night. It's got a bite attack, another attack I haven't used yet that I might if this fight starts going worse for me. Wow. And then the only spell it has is Dimension Door.
Why?
How many spell slots does it? Or is it like a one a day type?
It's at will Dimension Door.
It's like Astro Dog.
I think it'd be cool to be like, oh, this is like a freaky like hellhound he uses to track people as a bounty hunter. But the Dimension Door, I thought would be fun if he got stuck in a weird spot. I could have the dog run and teleport with him somewhere. But
because you can drag someone.
Who knows? That might end up happening in the next part of this fight. Because I was really planning on doing a big chase sequence in the next fight, but now that his vehicle's flipped over, we're gonna do a fucking good old fashioned just fucking beatdown. Yeah. So yeah, take us out, Mark. We got some action to get back into for this next recording session.
Well, folks, as always, I thank you for tuning in. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. What will happen to Aaron Deere?
A rip.
No, no. We'll figure it out. Join us next week for part two of Grapple at the Gas Station. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.